242-9008.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, April the 1st, 2020. And I will go ahead and tell you right now, we're not doing any April Fool's Day jokes today. I remember when I was a kid, I fell for the Sid Finch Sports Illustrated one. We might even, you know what, we might even revisit Sid Finch today. That'd be a pretty good story today. I never thought about it, but look up Sid Finch. A little bit, Dave, for those that don't remember that one, on the best hoax in sports of all time. A lot to get into today. There's more news today than we've had in some time. And we'll dive right into it now. And I'll give our Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia topics that we'll get into today as well. Kind of set the show up a little bit. The number one story here locally is that Amir Sims, the rising senior in Clemson basketball, is going to test the NBA draft, but maintain his eligibility. In a statement released yesterday on social media, he said, "Ever since I was welcomed in the Clemson family, I've grown to be a tremendous as a player and as a man, as the lessons that I've learned in my time here prepared me for this opportunity. To my coaches and teammates over the last 3 years, I want to thank you for pushing me every day. To the beautiful fans I've interacted with, thank you for the continuous support." He then says, "With that being said, I will be entering my name into the 2020 NBA draft while maintaining my eligibility. Thank you, Tiger Nation, for making this dream come true." I think this is the right thing for him and any senior to do, is go see if there's a chance you might be drafted, but keep your eligibility and you learn some things that you might want to work on and go to that career. I don't think Amir Sims is an NBA player right now. I'm not sure he'll ever be an NBA player, but this is, I think, the right thing for him to do. It's just you're playing with house money. So, you know what, if you go up, you show out, you do great, and then you stay in the draft. If not, you come back out and you go to school. So a smart decision there, I think, by Amir Sims. We'll see. Kansas State Athletic Director rips Kurt Herbstreit. You know, maybe he's been listening to this show a little bit. We'll tell you what he said and some encouraging news there. And I think encouraging news based upon other stuff. Dennis Dodd's story about athletic directors and their comments on how devastating it would be not to have a college football season. We'll talk about that a little bit. The NFL Players Association's chief medical officer is optimistic about playing football as well. However, he says it is impossible to know till about June 1st. Huh, let me see. Someone in football who's in the medical field says he's optimistic, but no way to know until June, yet Kurt Herbstreit thinks we're not going to play college football or professional football this year with no medical experience. Okay. Again, I'll get that story a little bit later on. I have a CBS Sports top 10 college football head coaches under the age of 45. I think that's an interesting list. I have Mike Leach gets his four-star quarterback, rising junior. We'll tell you who he is and what that means to his program. I still want to get into today. Will you pull for Lane Kiffin, who's in that list under 45? Or will you pull for Mike Leach, who got his quarterback? In the Egg Bowl, who are you pulling for? And who do you think has the most short and long-term success? We'll talk about that in a segment a little bit later on today. Former Major League catcher Paul LaDuca says that A-Rod is a fake. Oh, big news there. But I'll tell you his quote comments. Pretty interesting comments from LaDuca as well. We're going to get into that 247 list of the top 20 players under 20 years old. You know, we're reaching for lists now. We're talking about ages on this stuff. But DJ Uiagalelei and Brian Brassear on that list. We'll tell you who else is on that list. We'll talk more about Tiger Phil 2.0. Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and the possibility of these two guys getting together on the golf course and what that would look like. Also, I want to get into this concept of the NBA and their centralized restartup, having all the players play house the teams in one central location, keep them quarantined, and let them play and put it on television. We'll talk about that a little bit as the show goes on. And I'll get back in that Sean Payton stuff that we didn't get to yesterday. We ran out of time yesterday with a lot of that. So as you can tell, a little bit more news today and really some interesting some topics coming up on a Wednesday show. The producer of this and other shows here at the station, the most eligible bachelor, the keeper of the rose, John_Height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. Mr. John Height, I think, is in Studio 1A as I'm in the Studio P out here in the porch. And it's cold out here this morning, John. How you doing in Studio 1A, buddy? How you doing in Studio 1A, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Mickey. Good morning. How you doing out there in Studio P?
It's a little chilly, buddy, to be honest.
You bundled up? You got your puffy jacket on?
No, I don't have my puffy jacket, but I got two blankets on me, and I've got my sweatpants.
There you go.
That I'm going to tell you, man, I think one of the things that comes out of the thing is we just wear more sweatpants. I mean, why would you wear anything more uncomfortable than that? But 43 degrees currently. Now, we're going to get up 61 today, and the wind's not going to blow, and I'm thinking I might play a little golf today.
Action, okay.
Yeah, 69 tomorrow, then 74, 72, 77, 79, 75. Some nice weather coming up here in the next few days. So get out, enjoy it. I keep encouraging you to do this. Walks with the family. We spent a bunch of time with Drake yesterday outside. And I'm telling you, man, as soon as you come inside, he plays outside all day. Came in for a little rainstorm. Didn't like it. Went crazy. So that wasn't good. Marley got in a fight yesterday with a dog.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Marley is the Jack Russell man who knows. He is the epitome of the it's not the size of the fight, a dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog.
Absolutely.
Two friends of ours down the street, and their dogs are on a leash and doing the right things, and had two beautiful chocolate Labradors, and Marley decides he's going to go jump on them like an idiot, and went out there, and one of the Labradors tore his butt up. So Marley's 0-1. Ooh. With COVID-19.
Is he all right now?
He's okay. But, man, just what a little idiot he turned out to be on that one. And I apologize. I can't apologize enough. That was just a bad, 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 embarrassing deal there. And what else has happened yesterday, buddy? I did all of our tax stuff.
There you go.
I'll take it over to Donnie Patterson. Talked to Russell Patterson a long time about what they're doing. You know, the governor came out yesterday and said, what's essential and not essential. I can't believe the bingo parlors are shut down. I didn't know we had bingo parlors.
But, I just know the one here in the Clemson Central area that's been shut down for, yeah. Oh gosh, how long has that thing been closed?
Yeah, bingo parlors. How about that, man? But they are essential, and they are not shut down, and they are practicing. Russell told me how they do it, man, and told me more about keeping them. They're social distancing themselves in their offices and cleaning like you guys are doing there. John, walk us through, if you can, before we get into your day. What's it like at the station as far as, you know, who's there and how y'all clean, all that kind of stuff? Because we're essential. We have letters from the Homeland Security about being essential.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Nice to get that.
We're kind of a big deal.
Right. But now you guys, we're obviously taking major steps in complying with everything we're told to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's more Lysol wipes, spray, hand sanitizer here. I mean, we, you know, we're only, you know, I'm the only one here till about 8:30 when upper management gets here, gets ready for their little program from 9 to 12. And during that time frame, I'm the only one in the offices. And then Kelly Gramlich of ACC Network fame usually gets here about close to noon, and she does her show, and Ben goes to his office, and I usually leave, you know, early afternoon. Then Mona comes in and does road rage. So there's at most three people in the building, but we're never all that close.
Now,
but there are some hand sanitizer stations in the hallway now. So if you're walking down the hallway.
And you guys, your wipes and Lysols sprays and all that kind of stuff. That's good, man. Because, look, I don't diminish the significance of this thing. I diminish the panic. Sure. I downplay the panic, and I downplay, I talk about the facts are that, you know, most of us won't get it, and most of us that do get it won't see symptoms or see mild symptoms in most of them. So I talk about that, but nobody wants this thing. This isn't something that you can do. So we're doing everything we can, and our family and your our work offices and all that kind of stuff, which is interesting. Hey, did you see, John? Well, first of all, what'd you do yesterday? Tell me about your day.
Getting things ready for the replay of the 2017 Clemson Auburn football game this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here in the Roar. Spent a good bit of time working on that, and then
all right. So what year?
2017, Death Valley, right. Kelly Bryant versus Jarrett Stidham.
Austin Bryant and Wilkins and Lawrence and Farrell. Cleveland Farrell and all those guys just sack Jarrett Stidham. Is it 10 times? I think it's 10 sacks in that game.
I don't know why the number 13 stands out to me from that game. Maybe
13?
It's some stat. So it was a lot.
Crazy. That's 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. on Saturday.
That was a night game in Death Valley. That was a lot. That was really, really cool, man. Really, really cool.
Fun fact, first day ever in radio. Worked Tiger Tailgate Show that day.
Really?
That was my first. I got hired 2 days before that. That was my
how about
first
that, man?
Ever radio gig. So
how about that, man? Big deal.
Just a few short years ago. So that'll be fun. It's fun listening, going back through that game, and then a family friend of the lady. They had a nice birthday party last night with social distancing of 8 of us at keeping our distance around the living room, if you will. So we had a good time.
Oh, all right, cool. Good for y'all, man. Okay. Very, very cool.
How'd it go after the big boxing fight yesterday?
It was good. I was on the phone. You know, Drake was most of the day. Meredith had to go to work. I'll tell you, interesting, they print out little packets for kids. Some teachers want to print out and send home materials, so they mail those out. But we've got two kids in our neighborhood to go to school, so we hand-delivered their homework. That was kind of cool. Yesterday, seeing those kids. And you know what the kids are telling us? That they'd rather be in school than doing how they're doing it right now.
Really?
I would have never believed that in a million years. I'd much rather be at home, man, than go to school. During school, when I'm a schoolboy days or whatever those ages. But
yeah, there's a past version of John Hyde that would like to argue with those kids.
Yeah. I don't believe I can want to do all that. So, but no, we had a pretty busy day yesterday, actually, as a matter of fact. So we had an earthquake out west. This was a 6.5 magnitude earthquake in central Idaho. This is coming off of the tornadoes in Mississippi and Alabama. Man, are we going by the Old Testament? Is a flood next?
If I start seeing animals lining up two by two, Mickey, I'm
telling you, man. It feels like a little Old Testament around here, man. You know what? Maybe we're getting sent some messages through all this. So,
I saw something yesterday where it's 2020 is basically God telling us to go to our rooms and think about what we've done.
Believe me, trust me, I'm thinking about that for sure. Hey, what's on tap for segment number two today?
As we enter the month of April, the NFL draft is still going to be held at the end of this month, and been doing this a lot on other shows the last couple of years, but I'm big into the NFL draft. Very much get into it. And I want to do a little exercise here. So over the last, over the 2017, 18, 19 drafts, and then this year with 2020s, out of first-round picks, I came up with 14 quarterbacks. And I want to rank them. I want to see where we would put them for this for this exercise. I didn't put Jordan Love in here. I just put Joe Burrow, Tua, and Herbert to rank them amongst Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and others. So if it was,
I like that.
Go back forth, and we'll obviously, I would assume we would have Josh Rosen and Mitchell Trubisky down at the bottom. So it's really just the other 12.
I like that idea.
I'm curious where Burrow fits this year. Where does Tua fit this year? You know, we have more young quarterbacks in the league. I mean, if with these three get drafted, that puts us at 14. That is almost half of the league.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. I like that concept, that idea. The thing I don't like, which is seeing this, is when you try to say, in the brackets, Michael Jordan versus Bobby Jones and Mario Andretti versus Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, who? I'm like, what? Like, first of all, I mean, how can you compare somebody from the 50s to now? How can you compare a basketball player to an auto racing guy? Or, you know,
it's pretty simple. Was Andretti in the movie Airplane?
No.
Well, then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar advances to the next round.
You go tell your dad to go drag Bill Laimbeer down the lane for 48 minutes. Bob Lanier had like size 19 shoes, and I always wondered when the three-point line came in, like, could he be in the corner of there, be in bounds, but still not step on the line? Because I'm not sure he, and this is on his tiptoes to shoot a three-pointer. Yeah, Bob Lanier, man, one of the all-time greats with Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. All right, I'm looking forward to segment two. I like that. We've got a lot to do today, as you can tell. This is going to be one of our busiest shows since we've been quarantined. I can't wait. It's going to be a great one for you. Hey, if you're a business out there and if you don't want to just throw away money, you can save money right now and get better products. I'm talking about Crute LED, crute-led.com. They partner with Duke Power. They give you upfront rebates if you're a Duke Energy customer on LED lights, high bay light fixtures, parking lot lights, 6-inch down lights, make your bathroom the backlit lights. All these lights are UL certified, DLC certified, ES certified. LED is the way to go. Your signs outside will be better lit, your tube lights, your like I said, high bay light fixtures, parking lot lights. Parking lot lights mean that your customers and your employees are safer. So get in touch with them. These are good people. You can call them today. They're located, by the way, over at off of exit 19B. And so get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out at Crute-LED. It's 864-401-8506. 864-401-8506. Crute is Dr. Ish Patel, who's a friend of mine, a guy I really enjoy. Dr. Patel's daughter, son, his name is Crute. K-R-U-T, crute-led.com. That'd be pretty cool to be, you know, fairly young man, have a company named after you. That wouldn't stink. We'll take a short break. Segment two with John Hite when you return right after this.
In communities across the upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship, and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, The Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
A lot of things have changed in the last few weeks, but some things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Still get your Carson's fix, but to go. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your to-go order at 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse to go, 864-226-9400.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC. Ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere. Taxes and restrictions apply.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Spent some time on the phone last night with Russell Patterson from the Patterson Tax Service. Remember, we've had Russell on the air here in recent weeks. We've had Donnie Patterson on the air in recent weeks. And, you know, the governor came down and talked about essential businesses. And look, if they the government needs Patterson Tax Service open because they need people to pay taxes, obviously. And so they're open. And they're going to open, you know, 6 days a week now. They're open on Saturdays. You come by, you don't – unfortunately, one of the great things about them in the past is the face-to-face stuff that you'd have and sitting down with them as they do your taxes and you know, getting all the clarification. It's not face-to-face anymore because of the, you know, the guidelines. They are following every guideline that President Trump has put into place. They are social distancing. They're washing their hands like crazy. They're not accepting customers face-to-face. You fill out an envelope, you put it in a drop box there in their lobby you know, then they with your phone number, they'll call you and the email address, they can go all that. And then they'll do your taxes for you. Matter of fact, some that do really quick, some people have waited out in the parking lot. And then they'll get a phone call saying, hey, everything's done. And so you pick it back up then. So if you're a new customer, they're going to need really helps to have your old tax form from last year to help them out a little bit there too. But, hey, get in touch with them. These are good people, and they're doing everything they can to help you. Remember, April 15th is right around the corner. Go ahead and get it filed now. But if you need to wait till July the 15th, they could do that for your payrolling. And later on this year, I'm going to tell you more about what they do with your bookkeeping and payroll, stuff like that. But, hey, get your taxes done right now at the Patterson Tax Service. And also, you can scan and email your stuff in no matter what state you're in right now. Call that in and send it to them. They can take care of you. So no matter where you hear my voice right now, the Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. I went back. I was doing mine last night, and I did all my Patterson Tax Service. I've been doing it with them for a long, long, long time. These are good people at the Patterson Tax Service. Segment two with John Hite.
Mickey, when we're looking at this, the 2020 draft coming up here, and in my opinion, there's three top quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, and Justin Herbert. And I've been thinking about where they would fit in terms of the last couple of drafts. So I know you and I have both put together, there were 14 first-round quarterbacks. If you add those three into this year since 2017, those names again, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Mitchell Trubisky from 2017, and 18, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson. In 19, you had Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins. And then this year, you'll have Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, and Justin Herbert. Starting with my, let's go 14, work our way to number one. I believe the 14 through 11, we have the same ones of Rosen 14, Trubisky 13, Haskins 12, and Daniel Jones at 11, right?
Yeah, let me ask, is Rosen with the Dolphins now?
Yes.
Is his career done? Can he rejuvenate? Can he revive at all?
I don't think so. I think he is going to be a backup. I never understood the infatuation with him coming out. He led what at the time was a fairly talented UCLA team.
Right.
To nothing.
Right. And he had that, I always thought like work ethic was a little bit of an issue with him.
It was more about off the field than it was on the field with him in his college career.
Yeah.
Yeah, people would always say, yeah, but look at all the talent. What did he do, though?
Yeah.
I maybe put too much emphasis on your college wins losses, but I mean, he 7-5, 6-6 at UCLA. They weren't very good.
Speaking of which, like, is Trubisky, you think he's done? You think they're going to,
they're going to give him one more shot.
Okay.
I think they just don't want to deal with that much egg on their face.
He's a good athlete.
He is.
Unfortunately, there are things missing there. But, a lot of these guys, man, a system can help you. And one of the things you got to say about him, about Trubisky, a Haskins is a good example of it. We don't know yet on Daniel Jones. Darnold, a little bit. Allen, a little bit more on those guys right now. But part of the thing is saying that, I don't think those guys have been off to great starts by any stretch. With that said, do we know that these guys have been given the best chance at success? Because it's a system, man. If you put Lamar Jackson in a certain system, and you don't give him a chance, he's not gonna do very well. But if you do in the right system, like Baltimore did, he could be an MVP type guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, but Trubisky, I agree with that one. And then Haskins is an interesting study because at one point in time, you spent all this money in a high draft pick on him, and then you go out and tell people that you don't think he can play, and then there's stuff about can he read defenses and there's a thing, is he dyslexic and is that going to hurt him? And I think that's a system too. I wouldn't be ready to give up on Haskins yet, even though I had issues with him coming out on really all three of those guys so far.
I wouldn't either. I know, but it's crazy to me that you have, we both have Haskins sitting here at 12.
Yeah.
We both have Joe Burrow, I would believe, several spots ahead of him. When Dwayne Haskins flat out beat Joe Burrow out for a job.
He did. He did. And you know what? I don't think, much like Fields and Fromm, I don't think Ohio State made the wrong call.
He threw 50 touchdowns. They made the
right
call.
Right. And so that's a great example of it. That for what LSU was doing in 2019, Joe Burrow was the better quarterback. For what Ohio State was doing in 2018, Haskins was a better quarterback. Now, how that parlays to the NFL game, look, I've got some questions about Burrow. There's some things that he did at LSU that he will not be able to do in the NFL and surround himself with talent like they had at LSU compared to the NFL. So I've got questions there. Now I've got him much higher than that, but I've got some questions in there through some of that. But that's a very, very good example of it. I know Zach Gore's listening. We put Daniel Jones at 11 in this list. It's way, way, way early to know on Daniel Jones, isn't it?
It is. It is. He's there are some intangibles there. But
he's a good athlete.
He's
man.
A good. He's a better athlete than I thought he was.
Yeah.
But I'm not that. I've never been that wowed by him. Part of it is you know I like to spite Zach Orr, so right. That may have something to do with my evaluation of Daniel Jones. But I think they reached for him. I truly do. I don't think either he or Haskins was a first round pick they should not have been last year. And quarterback needy teams make desperate moves. And I think that was a desperate move by the New York Giants to take him last year.
Oh, believe me, man. Ponder and EJ Manuel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some reaches in there, no doubt. No doubt about that. And by the way, let me just mention this. Spite is a great reason to do anything in this world. I am full about all spite. You do something out of spite, then yes. You got my full support for sure.
Hi, Latte Larry.
I have Darnold at number 10.
I do as well.
Again, now this is – he's talented. He's shown that he has some talent. But have we given him the chance to be successful? Have we surrounded him with a good offensive line, a good running game, and good wide receivers? Has he been healthy? Is he – and look, I don't think he's a great quarterback in the NFL so far. But have we given him every chance to be successful so far?
No, not at all. He got drafted by the New York Jets. He's had – you know, the opposite of that.
Right.
He hasn't had any good receiver play, any good offensive line play. They put all their money into Le'Veon Bell. It was a shell of himself.
Right.
Got mono, can't stay healthy. I don't know. He had that great year at Southern Cal, and I've never been that high on Darnold as much as everybody else was.
You know what's crazy, though, is that we get all this information on all these guys. And, I mean, every bit you could ever have on any of them. And then there's still question marks. Like, and they don't turn out. You know, it's like, it's crazy that at this advanced age that these guys are. Like, we have all the film in the world on these guys. Anyway, I put Allen at number 9. And I got to tell you, I considered to put him higher. You watch that little playoff run he had. And you watch his athletic ability and his arm strength. And, you know, I was thinking of. I don't think he's a great player by any stretch, but again, there's a lot of tools there for Allen.
Oh, I have Josh Allen much higher than that. Number 9, I have for health reasons.
Yeah.
Tua.
See, I got Tua a little bit higher.
I can't trust the guy who's had multiple ankle surgeries and now this horrible hip injury. If Tua had not had to go through all that or even some of just the rushed ankle surgeries.
Yeah.
Tua would be ahead of Allen. I'd have him ahead of Mayfield. I'd have him ahead of Burrow and Herbert. I would have him ahead of all those guys. But
here's my problem with Tua. I don't think he's a very big guy.
No.
And I think size is a very important NFL quarterback. I don't think the injuries certainly worry me. And the other thing is this post-snap read stuff and quick decision-makings. That he was exposed a little bit, and you look at it against great defenses, what he did, and I'm telling you, man, I'm with you on this, but I've got him ranked higher for one reason, and I'll get to that when I get to Tua when I rank him. But look, I don't have a problem with ranking Josh Allen higher because again, there's a lot of tools there, man, and a lot of that stuff. I ranked Kyler Murray number 8, and the main thing here is I'm worried about the size and him lasting in the league.
Same here. I think out of all these guys, outside of maybe Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, I don't think there's a better fit out there right now than Kyler Murray with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
And especially now you put Nuke Hopkins in that offense. I think he's got the pieces, everything he needs to be successful. I worry about the height and some of the durability things there, but from an athletic standpoint, I love Kyler Murray. I think he's fantastic. I love that offense Kingsbury's trying to run. And then you put Nuke in that offense, forget about it.
We'll say Nuke's going to help him out. The catch radius is going to help him out, I think, there for sure. Number 7, I put Herbert. And let me say, Herbert, big dude. I think he's an arm talent. I think he's really, really smart. The reason I put him at seven is, and number three in this draft is, I just think there's a little something there missing. I don't know if it's a competitive thing, if it's a, if it was just a system thing that he was running there. I don't trust him like I trust the other two in this draft, at least, even though the other guys were system guys as well a little bit. I think he's a lot like Allen, a lot like a lot of these guys, man. There's a lot of big, strong arm, big athletic, big smart, big talent guys in there, you know. Yeah. Daniel Jones, I mean, he reminds me of Jones a little bit in that athletic and big and strong and smart. But he's got to get in the right system or else we could talk about him in the bottom of this list rather than the middle or the top of this list.
I agree with all that. I, too, have him at number seven. I have him ahead of Tua. I think the health is there. I think he being a four-year starter at Oregon, we're not giving enough credit to.
I agree.
I think he has all the intangibles. He has it all there. I think if Burrow didn't put up 60 touchdowns this year, yeah, Herbert would be in that conversation at the very top of the draft.
Right.
I happen to be higher on Herbert than other people are. I almost put him ahead of Burrow. But I like him right there at seven right now. I think Fitz's going to be a huge deal for him. I think if the Chargers take him at six, you're looking at a very successful career for Herbert.
West Coast guy, man. Who knows? It might work out.
I think that smaller kind of outlier fit would be great for him.
Yep. I put Tua at number six, and I told you why. The reasons I don't like Tua, mm-hmm. Size, injuries, post-snap read stuff, quick decision-making. But there's two reasons I love him. High character leader.
Yep.
And the other thing is accuracy, and especially deep ball accuracy. And his windows, these small windows you're throwing in the NFL, I trust Tua more than Herbert or Burrow in making some throws. I think he can make those others can't make. Now, I'm assuming that he's healthy because that would hold you up. But I didn't think I'd say this. In the right system, I think Tua's got a higher upside than Burrow or Herbert. But in the right system, I can see any of those three being the better of the three.
Mm-hmm. At six, I put Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Love what I saw out of him this past season. How could you not with the 60 touchdowns and everything else? I just get a little worried about why were the numbers not that high the year before?
Yep.
And the fact that he did get flat out beat out by Dwayne Haskins. I think that's something that you have to account for. But what he did this past year is just sensational, and I think Cincinnati's crazy with him being from Ohio to take him at number one. They have to.
My concern's different. I have a concern about Burrow. My concern is different. Mine is that he excelled in those five wide outs and the five out schemes and getting rid of the ball and the quick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think in the NFL they're going to leave a guy back there with five options out. I think you're going to see a lot more protection, a lot more – max protection and four receivers rather than five. And he's a big, strong guy, and he can take a beating, but I don't want to put him out there like a five wide out stuff would do with him. The reason I put him at five is, man, being able to drop those balls in on those deep balls and drop those things into those baskets, mm-hmm. the way he was being able to do it, I put him up there. And in that quick decision-making, the guy got rid of the ball, and it seemed like his post-snap and pre-snap reads are really, really good this year. I still think it's a system thing, and I still have – look, let me be clear about this. I have major concerns about Joe Burrow moving forward, but I put him at number five.
I'm at six. Do you want to run through the rest when we get back? I know we're up against a break
here. Yeah, great point. Great point.
Sorry.
All right, we'll go over those after a short break. Hey, Tiger Sports Shop, currently closed. They're going to open up very soon, we hope. I do know now you can order online, and they can ship that stuff to you. Tiger Sports Shop, just remember this, and it's a good time to give someone a gift certificate because Clemson people are going to – when this thing breaks, buddy, we're going to bust out the hinges on the door, bust out the seams to be Clemson and support this Clemson stuff again. Tiger Sports Shop's everything you need. Go by and see those good folks. And I just encourage right now online, obviously. And I was online to the Tiger Sports Shop earlier this week and looking at their stuff. It is fantastic right now. So I'm glad I went and got my Clemson baseball hat from those people. It's tigersports.com. A short break. We'll come back. We'll finish this quarterback list right after this.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn, from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog died? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at ThompsonKing.com.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-6- 654-7627. Call The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com are helping people right now. You know, with this refinance, with the remodel stuff that you can do with them, with buying a new home you can do with them, I just know that there's some volatile things that are happening in the markets and in the interest rates and things like this. This is when you really, really, really need a professional, and you need someone local, and these guys and girls can help you out. They've got a great team there. Let them take care of you. It's our friends at Prime Lending, Mark Hawkins, here locally. They want to help you out. Anywhere you hear my voice, there's a Prime Lending office near you. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Let's continue the quarterback list, John. I put Burrow at five. Your number five quarterback?
I put Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I know we all like to give Baker Mayfield a tough time, and as a Steeler fan, he playing for the Browns, I enjoyed as much as anybody. But I think there's a lot of things to like about Baker Mayfield. I think he does have the arm talent. I think he does have the football IQ. But most importantly with Baker Mayfield is people flock to him. People want to play for him. People want to play with him. Now, is he the type of guy that I would personally want to follow around? No. But as we saw at Oklahoma, at Texas Tech, and now we're seeing with the Cleveland Browns, he has an ability to get people to rally around him. And I think as a starting quarterback, that's something that you can't take lightly.
I'll tell you this. I agree with you. I've got him at four. And while I don't like him personally, we're talking about there's three things I think that are very, very important for a quarterback. Physical toughness, and we've seen Baker Mayfield take some beatings.
Oh, yeah.
Mental toughness.
2015 Orange Bowl.
Yes, no doubt. Mental toughness. We think that this is fantastic person as far as the you know, game and how competitive he is. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leadership stuff. And like you said, people gravitate towards him. And I probably have him overrated, but I've got him at number four.
Yeah, I have him at five. I might have him overrated as well. I think maybe Burrow, Herbert, Tua all throw a better football than him. Sam
yes.
Darnold throws a better football than him.
Bigger, stronger, yeah, yeah.
Jones and Haskins probably do as well, but
I will tell you this. I out of all those guys, I think it's football is more important to Baker Mayfield than maybe anybody else on this yep. list. And that winning and that despise losing, I think that's Baker Mayfield, man.
100%. I would say out of all the ones we've mentioned, you're right. And even more so than my guy at number four, I have Josh Allen at number four.
Yeah.
I think that he's got one of the stronger arms that we've seen in football in a long time. I love what they're building in Buffalo around him. You know, talk about a fit. I think that they have identified one there for him. I love what McDermott's putting together. Strong defense. Good running game to set up the play action where he has such a live arm. Then you go out and get Stephon Diggs. I think Buffalo now with Brady leaving the Patriots, I think the AFC East is Buffalo's to go win now.
Look, here's what I like. I told you, I put Allen at nine. That's probably is physically in there too. I want to see him continue to win more big games and kind of put his team on his shoulders a little bit. I can see it, man. I think it's there. But it's got to be the right system. It's got to be, you know, up there. I worry a little bit about weather. But they've got some good parts around him now. I think they're building with him now. And I told you, physically, I think he's as talented as anybody on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what comes out of all that. At number three, I put Lamar Jackson. And I just think, yeah, did he have a good year this year? Unbelievable year this year. Maybe, you know, one of the best we've seen and had amazing the other year. And I love what Baltimore's done with him. I think there's still issues there. I think the playoffs kind of showed that a little bit and how he looked against a great defense in the playoffs. He's probably the best athlete on this list. But does that last a long time? You know, in baseball, we always say this. In baseball, it's like you throw me the pitch, I adjust to it, and then the pitcher adjusts to my adjustments. Well, in football, we do that as well. So what we see now is that he had what he had, and Baltimore adjusted to it, and now defenses will adjust to him. Does he have another pitch to go to? And maybe he continues to develop as a player. I don't know. But, you know, this year, what we've seen, this looked a lot like some of those Robert Griffin years, you know, where, man, he looked really, really good for a short amount of time. But can he do other things, and can he evolve and continue to develop? We'll see at quarterback. I've got him number three.
I have him at number three as well, and I think not only can he evolve and develop, but can John Harbaugh and that coaching
right.
staff evolve and develop with him.
Yep.
I agree with everything you said. I think he's without a doubt the best athlete on this list. I don't know if there's a close second to him. Outside of Pat Mahomes, he's in the best fit because Baltimore's created the best situation around him. They've asked him to, you know, run the football, do what you do well, loaded him up with some tight ends, good playmakers, and they've put out a good defense. I think he's in as good of a fit as any outside of Pat Mahomes, but I agree with you. I think there's a lot of things to improve on.
Yep, no doubt about that.
From a throwing the football standpoint, but, I mean, the last season was sensational.
Right. But he's a good enough athlete to get the thing done.
Oh, yeah. I had as much fun watching Lamar Jackson play football last year as I have had watching someone at the NFL level play quarterback in a long time.
I put Deshaun Watson at two. Mm-hmm. Watson, you know, we're obviously huge Watson fans. I just think that one of the hard things about watching Deshaun Watson right now is the offensive line has just been so stinking bad. And the offensive scheme and the system has been so stinking bad that it looks like a playground deal where as soon as the ball snapped, he's running for his life and he's trying to buy extra time and he comes with these unbelievable plays in there. But I consider to put him number one, and I think he's a lot like Mahomes. I think that Mahomes is a little better athlete, but the things that Mahomes has that he doesn't have is A, great wide receivers around him, and B, a great system and a great head coach.
Yeah.
Whereas you've not seen that with Deshaun, but I put Deshaun at number two.
I put Deshaun at two as well, and I think a lot of it has to be Bill O'Brien related as to why he's not number one. Obviously, we're huge Watson fans, like you said. I think that if Kansas City would have taken Watson at 10 and the Texans would have taken Mahomes at 12, I think Kansas City would have had as good of a season last year.
I agree.
I think the system and the pieces in there. Obviously, I don't want to take anything away from the talent that is Patrick Mahomes because he is sensational.
No doubt.
And I didn't think I thought they reached for him at number 10, and boy, was I wrong.
Right.
But I think that Deshaun Watson has, outside of being given Nuke, he has been given nothing. And I think from a talent makeup standpoint, you know, we talk about Baker Mayfield has that ability to get people to gravitate around him and he can lead men. Well, obviously, we know Deshaun Watson is very good at doing that as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Mahomes won, and Mahomes is on this list the only Super Bowl champion, not the only MVP, but an MVP. I think he won MVP, didn't he? But the guy that, you know what, he's proven it, and he's done more so far than anybody on this list. But, part of me says, like you said, Allen's got a better arm.
Yeah.
And if Allen was in Kansas City right now, what would that look like? You know, who knows? You know, who knows? That's where, I mean, obviously, we give Tom Brady a lot of credit, but Tom Brady without the system he'd have had, would he have been where he was? It takes a lot. I think the common theme among all these guys is there's something there with all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But is there an – yeah, that's true. But is there enough, and is it matched up? I do this in golf all the time. I told you I'm a big George Gankus fan. And George Gankus talks about matchups. And he said, you know, you can have a bowed wrist, and you can have a flat swing, an upright swing. You can have a short back swing. You can have a, you can flip it at the bottom. You can do all kinds of stuff, man. But you got to match it up to something else. And Lamar Jackson might be the best example of it. If Lamar Jackson... There are more things to not like about Lamar Jackson than almost every single quarterback on this list. But he got the right matchup, and he got the right system, and they're utilizing his athleticism. So you got to give these guys a chance to be successful. And that's why if you're looking at Herbert and looking at Tua and looking at Burrow, I can sit here and tell you there's why I would not pick any of those three. But I can also tell you a reason to pick all of those three. And the most successful one, I think it's unfair that we would judge them based on my productivity. And that sounds crazy. But what will they do in another system? Another time, another place, another offensive coordinator, another head coach, another, you know, better people surrounding them. Again, I have major concerns about all three.
I mean, you say, you know, with better players around them. I mean, you can make an argument that Joe Burrow, from a talent standpoint around him, is downgrading going to the Bengals from LSU.
Wide receivers.
Outside of AJ Green,
wide receivers.
Right. Outside of AJ Green, 100%. Their offensive line, LSU's offensive line, was better.
I agree.
Yes, they have Joe Mixon, but I'm not a Joe Mixon fan whatsoever. I think Edwards-Helaire is a good back. So I think Joe Brady's a better mind than Zach Taylor, who's the head coach play caller there. I mean, Zach Taylor's best trade, and you know, on his resume was that he was a quarterback coach for Sean McVay.
Yeah.
And, you know, since, you know, we're part of that, you know, window there where a lot of guys were getting hired in this league because they knew Sean McVay, I don't know right. What Taylor has. I don't know what kind of ball plays he's going to call. What are they going to run around him? So I think Burrow, I get the geographic fit, but boy, does he have an uphill battle.
I would agree with you 100% on that. And you're right, too. If you met Sean McVay one time and you shook his hand one time, back when you used to shake hands, there's a chance that like you got a really high NFL job right now.
Yeah.
So.
And as we saw last year with the way the Rams played, is that a good of a thing anymore?
Yeah. So it's amazing. You got to cash in while you can. Started through all that. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. One of the things I did last night, John, clean their cabinets. And I don't mean clean them out. I mean like cleaned them, like took hot water, soap and water, whatever, cleaned their cabinets and hadn't done that yet. We cleaned up all of our countertops, cleaned our house, we vacuumed. We did a little sanitizing of the house yesterday. And as a reminder, man, the craftsmanship that Weston's people have, I just want to encourage you this. You know, you might need new cabinets all throughout your house. You might just need them just in your laundry room. Maybe in your garage. Maybe in your mudroom. Maybe in your kitchen. Maybe in your bedrooms. Maybe in your living rooms. Maybe in your bathrooms. I don't know. Maybe your whole house. Let our great friends at Harbin Lumber take care of you. Harbin Lumber, man. What artists these guys are. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. It's harbinlumber.com. I try to end every segment with some good news. And yesterday, I want to thank Brandon for sending this to me. You know, I'm a big, huge Biscoff fan. Biscoff are those little hard crackers, hard cookies that you get on airlines. I'm a huge Biscoff fan. I go through a pack a week here at my house. He sends me this one. Biscoff ice cream bars coming out. Are you kidding me? You know I'm a huge ice cream fan. And now I get Biscoff ice cream bars? Let me tell you something. Quarantine me, buddy. Quarantine me. Just make sure I got my Biscoff ice cream bars. I'm loving it. So some great news coming out there. Short break will come.